Welcome. What's up, everybody? This is the podcast 312?
Something.
Podcast 312. This is our side. Welcome to the West Coast, the best coast. We're here at Anime Expo. I think the other guys are going to record one in Texas. I don't know if they are, but we're doing the podcast here. Straight from our booth in the middle of Anime Expo. You can see these guys. This is Anime Expo. You can tell.
We do got pajamas on deck.
Pajamas on deck.
PJs in effect. Oh, whoa.
Phlegm in my lungs.
Got a little sickness. Now the voices,
Our voices are going.
They haven't lasted as long as we would have liked. Is this our fourth day here?
Day four.
You know, those asshats in Texas got away with doing a 3-day con.
Yeah, we got snookered.
Yeah.
We got snookered.
It's been a problem. We got Brian. Brian's on camera here. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. We're having some fun at Anime Expo, meeting some great people.
Yeah, we've been selling our shirts. We got this exclusive. Show off that exclusive. Look at that. I know we teased it on previous podcasts, but here it is in full effect.
We're wearing our new shirts as well. Check that out.
And they're flying off the shelf like hotcakes, guys.
Anyway, but it's been a great convention. Anime Expo is one of our favorites every year. Our panel was awesome. The booth has been great. Everybody's here. It's been awesome.
We've got lovely neighbors this year as well.
We do have lovely neighbors.
We got Holly Tea Time here. Check it out.
Holly Tea Time is here. Check it out. We're recording our podcast. Can we give a plug to Holly Tea Time? Yeah, sure. This is you're the founder, right? You're it. Holly Tea Time CEO right here. These guys have been tearing it up this whole convention. They got clothing here.
Super kawaii clothing here.
She's got a definite style. They're rocking it out at this booth over here.
Thank you.
And then on this side,
boom.
You got
look at that.
Best booth at the convention, Dragon Ball Z incense, baby. You can smell like Goku. You smell like Krillin.
I just want to point out, camera on me. That company has been around since 1575.
What? What does it say that?
1575.
Top left.
Damn, that's a long time.
Dude.
What other company in Anime Expo has been around 500 years?
This country hasn't been around for 500 years.
I'm pretty sure Apple hasn't even been around that long.
It's true.
Or Microsoft. Anyway. We're wheeling and dealing, by the way, so pardon us. Is there anything I can help you with? We're recording our podcast right now, so it would look really good like on camera
if you bought
like all the products. Like it'd make us look like ballers, you know?
Alright, I can pay you in a book and some business cards.
Okay, this is not acceptable.
Ballers, not.
Okay, we're gonna have to
camera on me.
Hold on, Sean.
We're
gonna have to blur that.
Blur that out. This'll make us look intimidating.
Yeah.
Security! Anyway, we're moving on, but thank you. Oh, sorry.
Thank you guys. Back again.
Oh my god.
We're so happy.
Well, hey, you know, you can't win them all.
What you see is what you get.
You win some, you lose some, but you definitely always win some when you come to Mega 64. Anyway, seen lots of cool stuff at this convention, got a lot of figures.
We had our panel on Thursday.
Yeah, panel went really well.
I think we killed it.
We showed a little teaser for a new something.
Ooh. Oh, it's cough break.
Did you buy anything cool?
I did. I've been keeping a tight purse strings this trip, but I did buy one figure. I spent $20 on a very, very dark and mysterious black plug-suited Ray from 3.0. You know, and some would say, Garrett, you have enough Ray dolls. I say, no. Never before have I had Ray donning the black plug suit. So this is a big deal for me this trip.
And I bought pretty much every Figuarts that I didn't have. I got regular Goku, Android 18, Yellow Ranger. There's gotta be more. There's another one.
What else? Oh, you got those Dragon Ball. We went to see the Funimation premiere of the Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods. Is it the Gods or Battle of Gods?
Battle of Gods.
There's only one god here, but in the Z realm, many gods, you know, shouts out.
polytheism.
Yes, anyway, but you got beers.
I got Beerus. I got Whis. Hey, so we went to the premiere of the new Dragon Ball movie, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. I was telling them
it was good. It was really good.
Before I saw the movie, I heard some mixed reviews about it, and I was wondering why that is. I was like, I wonder what's wrong with it, and then I realized. This movie was, like, co-written by Toriyama.
Yeah.
And I knew, as soon as I saw that, I was like, you know what? I bet that the hardcore, like, Z fans are going into this thinking it's going to be all battles.
Where's Broly?
But
no,
hey,
Broly.
If Toriyama's writing it, it's going to be cute.
Yes, and it was.
And sure enough, it was them at a birthday party being cute.
Yeah.
It was Piccolo singing karaoke. It's everything I wanted. I love that.
It had an equal amount of humor and action, and I had seen it previously, but you hadn't seen it yet, right? Rago was, like, impressed.
Yeah.
I was stoked at how much you liked it.
Once I heard Toriyama was involved, I knew it was going to be adorable, and it was 10 out of 10 for me.
Oh, and then it makes it canon because Toriyama is involved.
Yep.
I have trouble with that with the Japanese names.
Toriyama?
Toriyama, I just said. And today we had another panel. Me and Rocco did a Impact of Evangelion
panel.
Yeah,
we got asked to be on Dark Horse's Evangelion panel. Which is pretty incredible.
That's fucking good.
Wow. Dude, it's like some Haunted Mansion shit.
Whoa, that works. Do it again. Look around. Wow, scary. Sean, when you edit this, can you put in a little Haunted Mansion, a little Disneyland music for that, please?
Hell yeah. Thank you, Sean. Anyway, we Dark Horse, some folks from Dark Horse, our friend Carl at Dark Horse, invited us to be on an Evangelion panel where we discussed the show. We discussed mostly the third movie, Rebuild 3.3.
Yes.
And that was weird because it was like, I didn't make the movie, but people were asking me questions about it.
Yeah,
that was weird.
They wanted our opinions on, like, character development and plot points, and we were credited for being on that panel by, well, Rocco specifically was credited for his extensive action figure collection, and they credited me with having multiple Evangelion tattoos, which was interesting because I don't know if a lot of the podcast viewers out there know, but I have a lot of Ava tattoos, but I'm always very shy, I guess, showing them off because I have to remove a fair bit of clothing to show many of them. But at this panel, Carl was nice enough to give us the opportunity, and I did get completely nude, and I showed off every tattoo that I have. You know, I've got this Lance of Longinus that most people have not seen. That just...
Oh, the one on your dick?
Yeah, well, don't say exactly where it is, but we'll get back to that later.
It's
but
really cool.
Brian, we had to leave Brian here at the booth to just sling deals.
But I've seen the Lance.
Yes.
I've seen the Lance.
How were sales when we were gone? Did you get a lot of people looking for Main Guy?
I got, they all wanted Main Guy.
I don't think they can hear you with the poster over your mouth.
They all wanted the Main Guy. They all said, I'm not going to buy anything until the Main Guy comes back.
It's true.
That is something that has happened to me.
It's true. It happens. Guys, if you don't give any love for Brian, what's your excuse? You're watching the podcast right now. You know who he is. Come on. I got a little too much English on the hat, though, I think. A little too high. Anyway, we're staring at action figures and statues this entire weekend. It's just been tempting the shit out of us because there's a very large-breasted characters here from Queen's Blade. We've got, a Bushiju version of, what is that? Psylocke from the Marvel Universe. Ooh, that's been in my Amazon wish list for years. As you can see, Rocco, he's the master at making money. He slings and does deals all day.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
This is top secret insider information where you get to see the inner workings. There's the handshake. You see it? The deal has been made. There's a second deal. Second deal has been made.
Thank you. Yeah, we did. It was great. It's been awesome. Yeah, it's been great. We really like this con.
All right, so they've left this in my hands. I've been abandoned. And frankly, I've run out of things to say. So, hey, guys, how you ladies doing out there? Hello. How you boys doing? Shouts out to all of my rude boys and my bad girls. How are you? It's good to hear you. It's good to see your faces smiling back at me. It's going to be confusion. We've had several dance parties at this year's Anime Expo. Been several fans come by in their cosplay and their various costumes. You guys are AX fans, number one? Hell yeah. Looks good. What do you think? Do you know those people?
No. But not this last guy I was talking to, but the guy before didn't know what we were and kept asking me about David Cronenberg movies.
Oh.
So I said, well, I like Videodrome.
What about... who directed Existenz? Who was that?
David Cronenberg.
That was Cronenberg, yeah.
So I told him about my second asshole.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I ran out of things to say. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we've just been enjoying the con. We went and got Korean barbecue. That was good.
Oh, we karaoke.
We played
at a Friday night.
We sang Snake Eater. We sang Journey. You sang.
What did you sing?
I sang Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me, and Wild Wild West.
I sang a New Order song, and what was the other one? Oh, House of the Rising Sun by the Animals there. The old standby. We finished the night off with a chorus, ensemble, if you will, of Komsusser Todd in two keys, the key of F and the key of E, I believe.
Yeah, both good.
Mariel killed it. She's got a booth down in Artist Alley.
Yeah.
She did a Skullgirls panel yesterday, I believe. It was quite the event to behold.
Yeah, that Skullgirls panel, I think, filled up.
If you guys haven't come out to Anime Expo before, if you live in California, Los Angeles area, there's really no excuse. I mean, it's growing into quite the big show floor convention. But the activities and panels and everything that go on well into the... Like, we were at the arcade till about 1 playing DDR on the first night. They had a Paradise machine. They had, like, 6 different DDR machines. It's a cool setup, and there's tons of shit to do after the show floor is closed, so...
Last night we went to an 8-bit show where...
Yeah, we met up with the guys at Sanchi. Shout-outs to our buddies at Sanchi, Harris.
Shout-out to Andrew Douglas, who was there last night.
Yeah.
And we just hung out. We saw some...
We saw some chiptune music. It was a very underground art collective out in little Tokyo.
I felt weird.
It was like we were into some, like, Fight Club kind of scene. It was very elite. But if you guys haven't come before, next year it's going to be even better. I would recommend coming to AX. Tickets aren't that much. There's separate day badges. There's also the 4-day. But there's so much to do, and we're coming back. As far as, like, premieres as well, I know Funimation had a new show that they premiered called, what was that, Resonant Terror and Resonance. I've heard good things about that. There's so many exclusives here.
Yeah. They apparently debuted a new, like, a Kill a Kill thing.
Yes, a new episode.
It's going to be a new episode.
Which blows my mind that they made the series, and then they're just doing a one-episode sequel.
Yeah.
That sounds weird, but I'm interested. Evike.com, the Airsoft website, has a giant booth. And believe it or not, they have exclusive, con-exclusive Glocks that are emblazoned with a beautiful gold foil slot. And it's exclusives all around. So if you didn't come this year, you messed up, and you better come next year.
Hey, we're gonna do a picture room.
All right, let's do this. There's our dear friend Harris from Sanchi right now.
Yeah, unless he's preoccupied.
Will you take a picture for
me? How was that chiptunes show you sent us to?
It was really good when you guys finally got there.
Oh, okay. See, we made it happen. Do you mind being on the podcast with us live while we take this photo? Okay. It'll be a memory forever.
There we go. Thank you.
Hell yeah. See, this is what we do, guys.
Thank you.
Katie's here. She's been dressed up in Lolita outfits all day.
This is the first time you've ever seen her not be somebody else.
We got Duke on deck.
Katie cosplay.
Yeah.
Can we tell about your experience or no?
What?
Wow!
Can we tell about your experience? Yeah,
on the spot.
So we all went to get Korean barbecue. These guys went. And if you haven't checked out Korean barbecue, they give you a ton of raw meat and you grill it on, like, you got to grill it at the table. You grill it yourself.
It's good.
So we got some really good marinated steak, and she had a piece of it. And then suddenly I noticed her sitting there with bloodshot eyes, just like this. And I was like, "Are you okay?" She's like, "Yeah, no. I'll tell you if there's anything wrong. It's fine. Yeah."
Got into a cut on my mouth, and, like, my mouth, I could feel like a pebble size, like, swelling happening.
happening right here, and I was like, this is a bit.
So it started small yeah. reaction.
And I was like, it'll go away, but then it never went away.
We tried to poison her. She, unbeknownst to her, it just, we failed.
Well, so we went and got frozen yogurt, and the next thing I turned around, she was gone. They took her to the hospital.
Yes.
So
the last thing, like the only update we got was an Instagram of her with a fucking IV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How were the fluids that they provided you with? Adequate?
Yeah, they got me Benadryl, Pepcid, and steroids.
Oh, a cocktail of steroid, Benadryl, and Pepcid.
Yeah. And
you look you look stronger.
Yeah, I'm a lot stronger.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I was on the trip for like 4 hours, and we got out at 2 a.m.
Damn.
So it was, you think it was like some kind of soy thing?
Yeah.
You're allergic to that?
My allergy's been getting a lot worse lately.
Sean, anyway. Can you put in an allergy update here when we do this? AX Allergy Update 2014.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you. Anyway, well, we survived. Everyone survived. We're all good. We're here. We're having fun. And he's here, too.